Good morning and welcome to our worship this morning. Very special welcome to anyone who may be visiting us or worshipping with us for the first time. And if it is the first time that you've been here to Kirton, we invite you to sign our visitor's book. It's at the main door where you come in. And join us also in the hall if you've time for tea and coffee and a chance for us just to chat with one another. Now, you may have seen on the screen it said welcome and church family news. That is a kind of very flexible part of our morning, because sometimes it can take about 3 seconds, and this morning I think it might take about 20 minutes. So if the service goes on and on and on, it's not because I had a long sermon. No guarantees about that either, right enough. But I've got a few additional intimations as well as the ones that you may have seen on the screen. First of all, next Sunday is our annual youth Thanksgiving parade for the Boys Brigade and the Girls Brigade companies. And because it's the 40th anniversary of our BB company, they're inviting former members and officers to join the parade, which will start at Kirkstyle Avenue at 10:30 to parade to the church. And apparently you can choose to wear or not wear a hat. That's your uniform, I guess. But that's for next Sunday. Also, you may have seen, and this is some advance notice, you may have seen on the screen that on the evening of the 9th of June, I finally found an opportunity and a space to tell you what I was up to for the last 6 years or whatever with World Mission Council. So it was called Sights and Insights, and I'll be sharing some stories and about the kind of work that it involved and places I've been to and the people I've met and the photographs that I've taken. I've got to whittle down the 54,000 photographs to 5 or 4. Right, what else have we got? I've got some additional intimations that people want to make. First of all, Kenny, you want something on jars of grace?
Morning, everybody. Just a very quick update on the jars of grace appeal. I'd like to thank everybody very much who has already handed in their jar of pennies. If you've missed me the last couple of weeks and you have your contribution with you today, I'll be in the hall somewhere at the end of the service. If you have forgotten to bring your jar again or your envelope, it would be really, really helpful if we can get the donations in, either handed in to Liz at the church office Monday, Tuesday, or I will be here next week again in the hall. You could bring it with you then. I know Liz from St John's is really keen to get everything away by Wednesday this week, so as I say, if you could hand it into the office, if you've not done so, that would be super. And I can't forget, if you have your gift aid form, that would be great as well. I will have some with me in the hall if, like me, you've misplaced yours.
And the other Kenny Wilson? Oh, he's at the back. Okay.
As we speak, the rest of my team are taking part in a challenge at the minute. And last week I announced it's to raise funds for the Scottish Air Ambulance. So I said last week then they could manage to put a wee donation in the pot. I wasn't expecting actually, but I got it. No reason on Facebook. We actually raised £180 last week and it actually blew me away. I'd like to thank everybody that donated very much for this worthwhile cause. Today I've done myself, I'm just doing the fundraising basically, the rest of the team are doing all it to have stuff. But hopefully we're going to raise £1,000, so we're really about maybe £600 towards that. So keep us informed at the church and also on the Facebook page. But thanks again, it's been tremendous.
It's a challenge. I'm going to ask her, when is this?
Oh, sorry about that. Those of you who were here last week can mark me out of 10 this week to see if I get it right. I was going to start by asking you a question, but I won't. I'm here to speak about Christian Aid, and Christian Aid Week starts next Sunday. And the focus this year is on Sierra Leone and the fact that many women die in childbirth, and it's All Mums Should Live is the title for this year's week. So if you can help with the cafe by providing food or helping run the cafe, man the cafe, the sign-up sheets are in the hall today, And the cafe date is, who knows? 17th. Well done. See, I knew all those mistakes last week, you would remember. It's on Friday the 17th. That's a week on Friday. And the food can be brought to St John's Church at 8 o'clock in the morning. We've got the dates for Tesco for collecting. And it will be next, I know, please, next Sunday the 12th and Thursday the 16th. So we're doing Sunday and Thursday. And if you could help Sheena and I, we'd be very grateful. The sign-up sheets are in the hall as well. It's little two-hour slots. Gift aid envelopes, they've been handed out over the last 3 weeks. If you don't have one, I've got some left today. You can pick up from me. If you could please make sure that you bring these back by next Sunday, that's Sunday the 12th, the first day of Christian Aid Week. And I think that's possibly all I need for today. Yes, the rest of the information is on screen and in your order of services. So thank you very much for listening.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
No, a couple more things. There's two people's birthdays today, but they've studiously disappeared this morning because they don't want us to sing happy birthday to them. But it's George Bayliss and Christine Gracie are both birthdays today. Different ages, but I'll not tell you what they are. Okay, one last piece of family news. Congratulations to Lorna and David McFarlane on the birth of their baby daughter, Orla, born on Thursday evening as a sister to Lucy and Logan. And we wish the family all the best. And now, at last, as we prepare ourselves to worship God, let's, those who are able, stand while the Bible's brought into church.